God bless you, brothers and sisters. Good evening. Sorry I'm bringing this message a little late in the day, but may the Lord bless it and enrich it to the hearts and ears of all those who hear it. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for bringing us, Lord, to this fifth day of the morning devotion. As we have it here on this platform, Father, we thank you for all that has happened throughout this day and all that is awaiting to happen, Lord. We pray that you'll find a way to encourage our hearts, Lord, and inspire us through the word and the devotion that will come forth. We ask your blessings upon the word in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Beloved, I've been pondering over this last sermon and this last devotion and how God would want it to come forth. Many thoughts have gone through my head, and my desire is to yield myself to the Holy Spirit. But I've been thinking on and looking at the scriptures of Genesis chapter 18. How that Abraham was a man that's a perfect example of someone that lived in the presence of the Lord. And there are many more through the Bible. We know of the Hebrew children who, for them, in order to be different from the rest of the group, they had to be children who recognized, first of all, they were well taught. They had good teachers. They had good pastors and ministers who gave them nothing but a pure word. And Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel, these four brothers, the names have been recorded for us to see that they didn't just get to the spiritual level that they are just by playing church and going and coming. And they didn't get the victory they had in the fiery trial just by being ordinary men and women and brothers in the church. They didn't wait till Sunday to grab their Bibles or to pray. These are men who are consistently fasting and praying. These are men who are living in the presence of the Most High God. We can think of Job. We can think of Samuel. We can think of David. All the men in the scriptures that God brings to us are men who live daily in the presence of the Lord. Beloved, it takes prayer to be in tune. It's like a wireless connection that can only be made through prayer. And also, a brother and I were talking today about electricity. Oh, how that nature in itself and the findings of science and the discovery of electricity is nothing but just fulfills and tells the complete story of God, the Holy Spirit, and the Lord Jesus Christ. These three are one. And it takes three circuits to really make a complete electrical diagram, or I would say to make an electrical cycle to be complete. You need the power source, a power circuit. Then you're going to need a neutral and then a ground. The Father, Son, Holy Spirit are all represented here in basic electricity for us. And in neutral, how that Jesus Christ placed the perfect neutral. Oh my. And that Holy Spirit just keeps us grounded in the Word of God by teaching us. And whenever any faults or anything appears, that the fault gets dissipated to the ground. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is our quick first defense to come to our rescue, to dissipate any negative charge, any shortage, hallelujah, that the devil will bring into the circuit. Oh, and there's ground fault interrupters. There are things that will interrupt anytime the power is interrupted. The neutral and the ground are able to act in a way of protection. Beloved, we're having a revival today, just fellowshipping about these things. Now, back to the topic of living in the presence of the Lord. The story of Abraham and the visitation from God, the three angels that came to him. The prophet in the message, "Is there anything too hard for the Lord?" Preached in 1960, March the 28th. The prophet gives a very good account of Abraham and the condition he was in just before the visitation. And just before the presence of the Lord comes, just before God's answer to your prayer comes, beloved, there's going to be a dark situation. There's going to be some negative forces playing against you. Always be sensitive to the presence. Be sensitive to those evil reports, negative reports that comes to you. It is recorded that just before the dawning of the day, the night is the worst. The darkness is the worst just before the dawning and the rising of the sun. And it's the same thing before the presence of the Lord rises upon us. Watch out for the negativity. Watch out for the testings and the trials. Watch out for the accusations. Watch out for those pitfalls and those holes and traps the enemy has set for you. Because just after the trials comes the victory. Abraham, before the visitation of the three angels, the prophet tells us his wife was fussing at him. The herdsmen were fussing at him. Situation wasn't normal. Everyone had something to say that day. The well was dry, Abraham. The sheep has no food to eat. The pasture is all dried up. And then Sarah comes in right after that. We couldn't even get any milk from the cows this whole week. Abraham, what are we doing here? You think coming to this place was a good purpose? Was it a good plan? People begin to question. And this is a servant of the Most High God, just sitting down with his head bowed. The prophet said he did not utter one word. And sometimes that's what we have to do. It isn't everything that comes to us that we must say something about. It isn't every situation that we hear that we must respond to. See, when the presence of the Lord is rich, when someone has been in prayer and have been travailing with God in worship and thanksgiving, they come out as a different person. You know, your temperament is different. Your heart is softened. And your spirit is calm. You don't come out of the presence of the Lord fussing and fighting. You don't retaliate. So Abraham is able to hear all of these complaints and negativity. And the worst one sometimes is from the wives. When you hear complaints from the children and your wife and everybody is nagging and things aren't going well, and preachers and pastors know really about this. And may God bless our pastors and our ministers and give them more grace, wisdom, sensitivity, oh, and more empathy. Hallelujah. And here is Abraham. And he hears all of these things and perhaps bows his head down and begins to sing a hymn. Oh my. This is what the prophet is telling us. This is a man who lived in the presence of the Lord. Satan is trying to block Abraham and Sarah because he knew that there was an angelic visitation coming. And then when everything rises all out of order, then we know something's wrong. Now, I believe maybe if we would listen to Satan, we might miss seeing like Sarah did. Let's think that Sarah, being that she'd done what she did, let's think that she was kind of a little fussy that morning. That she might have said, Abraham, you know the supplies are getting low here. The herdsmen say the pasture is all dried up. And the water holes. I think you made a wrong decision when you chose to come up here. To let Lot and Mrs. Lot and their family live down there with plenty. Why the other day, some time ago rather, when I went to the city, Mrs. Lot had on one of the prettiest dresses. Oh, it was styled by the Egyptians. And the camel caravan came through and she got the new style. There's so much things as them caravans and styles coming through out there. But if she knew there was more than a caravan coming through for Sarah, there was the host of the Lord coming that way. Praise the Lord. I might have heard her say something like this. You ought to have seen her new hairstyle. You know, women, 60 years old, trying to look like they're 20. But just things that attracts your attention, something from the things of God. That's what I'm trying to get at. Poor old Abraham, faithful old brother. That didn't shake him one bit. Just walks over, get his chair, sets down at the door of the tent. Like that. Did you notice? When the angels came to Lot, he was sitting in the gate, but Abraham was sitting in the door. The gate comes into the yard, but the door goes into the house. Praise the Lord. I like to sit in the door at the altar, close as I can get to him in prayer, brothers and sisters. That is how we get into the presence of the Lord. That's where my expectation is, on the altar. Waiting for his appearing. Beloved, the prophet goes on to say, Abraham will not complain a bit. He's just satisfied. I love that satisfaction, knowing that God said so. While the aged old saint was sitting there with his head down, praying, no doubt, it was then when he lifted up his head and saw three men coming towards the tent. He jumped up quickly. It must have been the Spirit said, go get them. You know, there's something about Spirit-filled people, praise God, that recognizes the presence of God. I don't know why it is, but it must be that they got something in them that magnetized them to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And he recognized that there was something. Even Lot, in a backsliding condition, when those angelic visitors, messengers came, whatever you wish to call them, he recognized that it was angels. Praise the Lord. Beloved, I just want to end by saying that. We must keep ourselves in a spiritual atmosphere all the time. That is the only way we can recognize the presence of God. The presence of God is like that still small voice Elijah was talking about.
It's not in the chaos. It's not in the busyness of life. We must pull away from the busyness of life. We must draw ourselves even from our families and from the ministry. We must pay close attention. Spend time with God in prayer, in fasting. We must keep ourselves prayed up under a spiritual atmosphere. That way we will never see the bad side, always looking to the good side. You are children of God. We must be in expectation for His blessings. God bless you. It is my prayer that this series has been a blessing to you, brothers and sisters. I want to end by saying this. Prayer is the key to unlocking the spiritual presence of God. Keeping a spiritual atmosphere, that is how we attract the presence of God. Stay prayed up. Be prayed up. Keep your family prayed up. Keep your ministry prayed up. And you will not go without recognizing the presence of the Lord in your life, in your present situation, in the trial you're going through. It will take prayer, dedication, to bring the presence down in any condition at any time. May the Lord strengthen you and bless you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you. As we enter this weekend, coming into the last day of the week, we have begun a new month of November. May God bless it. Let November, I prophesy, November, this month, as we enter the last but one month of the year, that we will finish this year prayed up in a spiritual atmosphere. And just like Abraham, when the Lord will appear unto us, we will not miss Him. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.